she's awake. I'm sure she will be on the call. Okay, then let's start. And on your right, you see the current agenda. So we'll start with a warm welcome. Welcome to all the new members of our group. Thank you very much for volunteering. It's really great to see how big our group is has grown now. And I hope that you had time to go through the report in which we tried to capture our work so far. I'll go through it very, very quickly. Okay, you could see here some general principles basically what we work with procedures, and those are guidelines and charters. And at the end of our work, we will revisit CCNSO rules. That's a very old document from 2004, and clearly does not suit our needs at this moment. But first, we have to deal with guidelines and charters, or at least those charters which naturally arise from reviewing the guidelines, like the charter for triage committee, for example. It's completely new charter. Never had that before. So what have we done? First of all, you could see the list of this document unexpectedly ends on this page. Christina, are you sure that's the last document? I'm sure I sent...
I'll send you off to it again.
Please. Yeah, okay, thank you. You could see the list of current guidelines, and we started reviewing them according to the list of priorities, or the priorities as we saw them. Try to open it, okay, so my screen, ensure that I have it here. So we started with guidelines for working groups, for work plan, and to do that we developed the guidelines review template. And when we started this initial review of guidelines, we tried to fill in this template to see if, for example, does the document fully address the issue, or is the document consistent with other documents. Of course, initially it was really hard to capture because when you start with one guideline, you cannot be sure how it's related to other guidelines. And at first, actually, it seemed that they are not related at all. But in my case now I see that...
There's someone typing through in a mic, a lot of noise.
Eduardo, I think that's Katrina's line. It has some static on her line, and we can't mute her because she's talking. So, Katrina, your line is not very good.
Well, I muted everything I could mute.
It's static on
my audio. Okay, when I speak, the sound of my work, my voice clearly makes some clicking noise. I don't know why, but I don't know if I can help with that. But I see Ben's line is also active speaker. Well, I'll try to be brief then. So first we went through, this is a template for review. We started reviewing guidelines, and we also had a model or guideline template for a guideline, how we expect the guideline to look like. So now I'll shut up just to ensure that it's quiet, and you can start discussing. Well, I would really love to hear some feedback from you guys. If you had time to have a look at our work, now it's time to speak up and say something. So, first of all, how does it look to you?
Okay.
by the way, if you want to talk, please use this option to raise your hand in Adobe Room, and you will be granted the floor. Anyone wants to say anything? Oh, yeah, Jorge, please.
Yes, hello, Katrina. This is Joke speaking. So if I understood it correctly, when I look at the document that you shared, there were a number of documents that have already been reviewed. So what you expect from us is to comment on how these reviewed documents look like, or what exactly do you expect to receive at this point in time?
Yes. First of all, when we started reading the guidelines, we realized that something must be done, and we expect the guidelines to look to be better. And first of all, we wanted them to show the current practice. And some of the guidelines, they were quite old, and they really needed rewriting. So we started to rewrite them. At this moment, we've completed, well, we hope that we have completed two guidelines. One is guideline CCNSO working groups, and the other one is guideline CCNSO work plan. As I wrote to you in this the email, since you're new to the group, my proposal was that you have a look at the old version and the new version and say, basically I expected you to say how great we are and what a great job we've done so far. I see we have some more comments. Jorge, if your hand is if it's your old hand or new hand, if you don't want to say anything at this particular moment, so please lower your hand, and I'll ask Stephen to step in. Stephen.
Hi, Katrina. Is this list of guidelines in 3.1.1 through 3.1.4, I think it is, or 3.1.5, is that exhaustive, or are there more guidelines that are in the CCNSO realm that we need to be concerned with?
A couple more, but they are, first of all, some document, it's not complete. Okay, if you have the document open in front of you, there are some more guidelines, but according to our charter, we are not reviewing some of them. For example, about voluntary contributions, financial contributions, so I can, and some more. So there are some guidelines we are not supposed to revisit. But there are still... There's a list of, the one which is given in this document, that's the one we are working with.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, Stephen, you still have your hand up. David, you're next.
Thank you, Katrina. I just wanted basically to say thank you for letting me participate. I'm brand new to the group, just I think as of Thursday or Friday, and I've gone through the documents. I did have a question. I'm with VeriSign, and we operate the .cc and .tv CCTLDs. And I also should state for purposes of disclosure that I'm relatively new to the CCNSO itself on behalf of VeriSign. So I guess my question is, are we dividing the work among teams? I'm certainly happy to participate and to do whatever is required, but I just wanted everyone to know that I'm relatively new to the CCNSO and I might take a little bit of time to come up to speed. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much for volunteering, and we understand it very well. And many people, even those who are, not new to the CCNSO, perhaps have never, ever read a single guideline. So I don't think that you are in a special position. So really, no worries. Sometimes when you start reading guidelines, you think, oh, my God, what it's all about. And that is actually the main point of our work. We want to make them meaningful, and we want them to really help us in our daily work, CCNSO. One thing that we should remember, I'll just quote the Pirates of the Caribbean, those are guidelines anyway. They are really just guidelines, nothing more. Of course, in many cases, they help us, but they are not carved in a stone. Bylaws, yes, they are, and to change them, we need PDP, so policy development process. To change the rules, again, CCNSO rules, we need 60% voting yes. But guidelines are really just to help us, and for example, now, you know, now we're all suffering because Gabi is leaving, and we need a new person on board at the CCNSO Secretariat. It really takes a lot of effort to give all the knowledge to some newcomers, either to CCNSO Secretariat or the CCNSO. We need some guidelines to help them. And David, in your case, I really hope that you will help us to make these guidelines helpful to all the newcomers who will join after you. Okay, David, your hand is up.
Thanks, Katrina. That's a good. That's actually a good slant. I think I will try and help work on these from the perspective of helping people get on board, newcomers to CCNSO. As we tackle these, are there sub-teams of us that go to certain guidelines, or are we all working on all of them? And I just one thing I'd mention is under 3.1.2. There's the top guideline, I think, is the guideline for appointment of CCNSO member on the NOMCOM, and I see that we got a mail this morning saying that's actually a current issue, so it's sort of a good time to take a look at that. So, but I take it that we'll all be looking at all of these rather than dividing work in teams. Is that right?
Well, first of all, initially there were only six of us. So, but even then, when we started discussing for and actually, that's another thing. Next item on our agenda, organizational issues. How are we going to organize our work, taking into account that we have, well, more than 10 members on the group now? Of course, well, I can tell you that, at least for me, I'm definitely going to read all the guidelines, because otherwise I don't see how can I see the whole picture. I must say that, for example, one of the guidelines we're going to work on now is a guideline on the CCNSO statement. And Eduardo said it's a good guideline, and it's, he didn't have any objections about that. And actually, it is a good guideline. But now when we have this guideline on the CCNSO work plan and the charter for a CCNSO Council Triage Committee. Since I know those guidelines very well, now when I look at this guideline for statements, I see that some things must be reflected in there. For example, about the Triage Committee and the work plan, some actions include statements, and they must be somehow reflected in this guideline for statements, even though I agree with Eduardo that it's a very good guideline. I still see that there are some things that must be really updated there. And I talked to Bart this morning, and when he's back next Monday, he'll try to accommodate these issues. I don't think it will take much space in that guideline, but those guidelines on work plan and the charter of the Triage Committee, that somehow they must be reflected in that document. So in that respect, I'd say it's really very helpful to read all the guidelines. But when we discussed the way we're going to work, we realized that it takes really a lot of time. And therefore, we assigned a guideline to a member in order to, well, you don't read all the guidelines, you take one guideline and you dig into it and try to see, well, try to improve the guideline. One guideline as lead. This is actually what we have to discuss now. For example, Alejandra offered to use Google Docs. I don't know how it's going to work, but probably it's a good way to start. First of all, yes, I agree. Since there are quite a many of us at the moment, we better split into teams, and each team gets, for starters, one guideline and tries to make it better, or at least review it and say, well, maybe it's good enough already. How to split, that's another issue. Maybe you have some ideas how we're going to split into groups, into teams. Any suggestions? Eduardo, yes?
Thank you, Katrina. I believe that if we are going to split the group, we have to take into consideration the time and the time in the different zones of the world. So for me, it would be very difficult to be working with someone in New Zealand because we have very completely different time days. So one idea that we can use for to split the group is considering the phone time.
Okay, that's one of the ways. Item on our agenda is the work plan. So I propose that we take all the guidelines that we are going to review. First, we can use the first two guidelines that we have already reviewed, and we believe that they are in a very, very good shape, to use them as model guidelines and try to shape the other guidelines into more or less the same, first of all, same structure, and to make them really easy to understand, easy to follow. Now, Margarita has joined the call. Excellent. We're almost fully set. Eduardo, is it your old hand up or? Okay, thank you. So that was the old. Yeah, no, that's okay. So the proposal is we take these guidelines as we have them in the priority list. And then everybody, well, either according to the local principle suggested by Eduardo or according to your own preferences, we can split into teams and actually start working on these guidelines. So how does it sound to you? So I'll try to draft this work plan, send it to the list. Do you want me to assign you to teams, or you would prefer to volunteer yourself? Question from Ben. One question: do we follow the format as used in the draft guidelines as a template for our work? I think this is a good way to. Yes, I agree. We tried to model these two guidelines according to the template we developed before we actually started the work. And yes, I think it would be great to follow the same template. Stephen, how about a round-robin assignment scheme? Could you please elaborate more on that?
Yeah, my thought was
we got X number of guidelines that we need to look at and just, draw up a list and pick names out of a hat or something to get an equal distribution of workload. That way I think we'll find that we'll all end up working on things that look exceedingly dull, but also working on things that are actually interesting. So it's true.
That is true, yes.
Distribute the pain, I suppose, is the way to describe that. That's all.
Yes, so how many groups? I think we could have 3-4 people on the group, and one person could sign up to several groups, teams. And yes, I agree with Stephen. Some are very interesting to work on, and some are incredibly boring. Still, they must be done. And, for example, currently we're working on one guideline. It's about seasonal meetings. It's called general meetings. According to bylaws, there's one general meeting, and that's the first meeting of the year, and it corresponds to ICANN meetings. And for some reason, in that guideline, this guideline talks a lot about council meetings and taking minutes and things that clearly... it's not clear what is this guideline actually talking about? That's why I think, for example, for this guideline, we need to split it and make one regarding the meetings, general meetings, and it must must reflect also the work of the program meeting program working group, and must again reflect the charter of this group. Plus another guideline regarding seasonal council meetings. Why is this all mixed up into one meeting? And Daniel Mom.bg, he reviewed this guideline, and he also noted that actually this is not a clear guideline. Currently, so I've started with the general meetings, have this template and more or less clear structure, and I'd like to use the opportunity that Gabi is still with us until September, and I asked her to add some more meat to that guideline from her experience. So I hope as soon as it's clearer, I'll send it to the group. So when we review the guidelines, we must see also if there are some parts which clearly do not belong to this guideline, they must be moved to other guidelines, maybe to a completely new guideline. Maybe for the charter must be developed. For example, as in the case of the work plan, we had that seasonal of work plan guideline. But currently we have this guideline on seasonal of work plan, plus we have a guideline for triage committee, charter for the triage committee, and it grew from one single guideline. Alejandra is asking, how is the review process supposed to be, filling the review template and sending it to the working group? That's what we did before. Now, if we're going to split into teams, I think that this is something that must be distributed amongst the team members. There's no need to send it to the entire working group. That's how I see the process. So I would propose the work plan as following. So first, I take the guidelines which are not reviewed at the moment, which are still on the process. Then you volunteer to the teams the guidelines, or you just get assigned to the team. I think we'll start with a democratic approach, even though I'm not very, very fond of the democracy. But let's start with democratic approach, and you can subscribe to the teams. Then we have some initial date for the first review. First you sign up for these guidelines for these teams. Then you exchange reviews within the team, and then somebody takes the lead, and perhaps others follow try to improve the guideline. Okay, Daniel is also on. Okay, David volunteers to be assigned. Very good. Very good. I will assign you to some teams. Okay, that's the plan. Any other suggestions? Any other? Somebody is not happy with the approach. Thinks some other ways could be better. Please. David, speak up, please. Unmute if you're muted.
I was. Sorry about that. Thank you, Katrina. my suggestion when in putting teams together is that is to try and mix folks with CCNSO experience with newcomers. And I think that would be helpful. And I agree with what Ben said in the chat earlier, that we all need to read all the guidelines, but hopefully the team approach will give a group the ability to take the lead and present it to the rest of us, but we all have to read them all. So I think that's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes. I'll try, let's do it that way then. I'll try to send out a preliminary list of guidelines and teams we have so far. Let's have another call in 2 weeks. We're trying to have bi-weekly calls. It does not work every time, unfortunately, but at least the goodwill is there, and we're trying to have the calls every 2 weeks. How does it work? Does this time and the idea of having bi-weekly calls work for you? David, it works for David, for Eduardo, for Leslie, hopefully for others too. Well, Alejandra, try to, well, I hope that you can make it and join the call. Stephen asks for the list of guidelines that are outside of our remit. Basically, it's said in our charter, but yes, I can send it to you. Every guideline and every charter, they say that they are reviewed periodically, but so far I haven't managed to identify this periodicability of the review. So someday we will know how this periodic review works. David, you have a question?
No, Katrina. I simply have the charter in front of me. So there is a section that says out of scope, and I think there's just two of them. It says, one, the CCNSO guideline for voluntary contribution of CCTLDs to ICANN would be one that's out of scope, and the next would be CNSO accountability framework guidelines. I think that might be
it. Yeah, thank you. These two are out of our scope. Others should be in. If we find it necessary. So we have a question. It's not clear to me how the team should work. Shall we have some common space to share documents? Shall we have someone to coordinate the team? Sorry, I'm a newcomer. No, don't be sorry. In respect of having teams, we're all newcomers because we did not have teams before newcomers joined us. So the team's approach is new for us as well. One of the ways is that the team works using email. They just share information. Yes, somebody should take the lead. Somebody should take the lead because otherwise it would be slightly messy. And one of the proposals is that our old people on this group, they try to lead, to show the way for other teammates. So when I assign people to teams, I'll try to do it so that we have at least one old member on the team. And Alejandra is proposing to use Google Doc to help the team with the drafting and with changing. Yeah, and well, I must admit I'm not an advanced user of Google Docs, but well, there's always space for improvement, and we shouldn't stand on the way of the progress. And maybe it could work. At least we could give it a try. And if it's not for the whole group, but only for teams of 2 to 4 people, this could be the right approach, I think. And Alejandra is promising to make a document explaining Google Docs for those who are not proficient users of the thing. So, is this the plan clear? And do you agree with the proposal? Well, since I don't hear any objections, let's do it this way then. So I compile this work plan, assign people to teams, and try to propose the way how we work with the document, either it's with Google Docs or something. Yes, so I don't see any objections at this moment on the chat. Stephen is asking, are we having a face-to-face meeting in Dublin? Definitely, yes. We will need a face-to-face meeting. I don't know if we'll manage to finish the review process. Actually, we were supposed to finish the work by the meeting in Buenos Aires. It did not happen. We just realized that there's too much work with these guidelines. And that's actually why we asked for more volunteers to join. We really hope that when we have more people on board, we could actually speed up the work. Stephen is asking about talks about face-to-face meeting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hopefully not Friday. I won't be there on Friday. Last time we had a meeting in Buenos Aires, we had a meeting on Monday. Would that work to you? But in any case, I think we'll have to ask Christina for assistance here to see. Okay, tag day Monday. Sunday we have some council things. Yes, I agree with Leslie. Monday usually is the best unless we have some people from tag day. Okay, we'll try to make it. Christina, you will make note for Monday. Okay, good. So that's about face-to-face meeting, but we'll still have a long way to go before the face-to-face meeting. I hope for a productive offline work before we meet face-to-face. Okay, I see you're really enjoying the face-to-face meeting thing. but if there are no if there are no other comments on organizational issues or the work plan or the next call or any other business, so I think we had a, well, at least I feel it was a productive discussion, and we well, for me, the way forward is much clearer now. And if there are, there are no other comments, so in that case, I'd like to thank you again, first for volunteering to this group, second for joining the call that goes to the old people and the newcomers both alike. And so thank you very much, and just wait for some more news from me. So, thanks a lot, and let's talk in 2 weeks.
Okie dokie.
Okay, old members, not old people. Sorry, I didn't mean old people in that respect. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Okay.
For that,
thank
too,
you.
Katrina, don't worry about it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.